Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, good afternoon. This is Chris Stainis and the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So here we are nearing the eve of the last day of 2011 and bringing in 2012. Can you believe 2012 is almost here now? So I would like you to spend this weekend reflecting on how your 2011 year has been, what worked for you, what didn't work, where do you see you can improve, and what do you want to release? Sometimes to bring in something new, you need to release the old. But one year, I moved all the contents in all my closets upstairs. There was three or four different closets. Everything shifted into a new conference. And then it was amazing. I could feel that shift inside me. Sometimes it's just clearing out that old stuff, giving away things you don't need or use anymore. It's a metaphor for clearing out the old stuff in your mind, which will open you to new possibilities. So as you release and clear out, think about what you want to bring in to your life for 2012. I'm not talking about just writing New Year's resolutions. I mean to set up your intentions of what you want to create and spend some time creating a space for that to happen. Well, today I have guests that are going to be Women of Wisdom presenters at our 20th annual conference, February 16th through the 20th in Seattle. And my first guest is Carrie, and I'm probably going to pronounce her name wrong, and I'll let her correct it. Uesugi.
Uesugi.
Uesugi?
Correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. I knew she was going to correct me. As she is a life consultant, personal development speaker, creative workshop facilitator, and she finds joy in helping everyone explore their potential, rejuvenate your spirit, strengthen your intuition. She gives experiential workshops, or she shares how to create a balanced life, communicate with passion, attain your heart's desire, and nurture your creative self. And February is still the beginning of the year, so what a great time to do that at Woman of Wisdom. So her workshop is the Hawaiian Spirit Box, Balance Your Life with Intention. And so she's going to be working with people about, you know, our lives get out of balance, and sometimes we have to stop and realign ourselves with what's our true intention, and explore our creative spirit and our inner wisdom. So welcome, Carrie, to Voices of Women.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, well, we're happy to have you, and you're going to be coming all the way over from Hawaii. So we're very excited to have you and bringing that Hawaiian spirit with you and that your Hawaiian culture. So what was the inspiration, you know, for doing this work? Where does your information come from?
Well, it comes from women, actually. No one in particular. I was a counselor for mothers who had children with developmental disabilities. And working with them, I always found that there was just something missing with them as women. And, you know, they helped their children, and everything was for their family. But there was that one piece that was missing. And as I explored more, I found that, you know, they just don't take care of themselves. And that's how the work started. And every day, you know, meeting different women, that's my inspiration, actually.
And what was, for your personal life and your journey, how did you get to that place where, you know, what was your big aha moment that this is what you were going to do in your life?
It was actually, you know, something that I was thinking about for a long time, and it was, you know, what could I do to make a difference? And What I started doing was working with small groups of women in women's circles, actually. And we just met, and as I talked to them and got inspiration from them, I found that, you know, something was missing in regards to the mind, body, as well as spirit. And that's when we started to do more of these gatherings with them and doing different topics. And just like your show is talking about, it's really thinking about self-reflection, growth. Also, a lot of women are going through different types of transitions, and to help them through that journey with them. So it's kind of like just taking a moment and just quiet moment and just having them think about, you know, what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, we all need to do that. It's a great time of year right now to do that. We're coming out of the holidays. Everything is so busy that we tend to forget to stop and take that time. And I'm kind of looking forward to having kind of a, I haven't planned anything this weekend. I don't even know what I'm going to be doing New Year's Eve yet. And, you know, it's kind of nice because I just need to take some time for myself. And I thought I was going to have it this weekend. That did not work out. In life, that's how life is, you know?
Exactly. And I thought it was a really good time this week, you know, between Christmas, the busyness of like shopping and, you know, doing everything and having all the parties. We have this one wonderful week where we can kind of, again, just pause before we start the new year, you know. And as you were saying, what a great, you know, moment to think, you know, is this where I want to be and where do I want to go? You know, for the beginning of the year. It's just a quiet week, you know, where we can kind of gather ourselves. And you were just talking about cleaning your closet or your area. I kind of did a similar thing with my living room. And I said, okay, you know, I want a more peaceful type of area or living environment. And so I redid, you know, as much as possible, the living area. So we can do little things for ourselves to get where we want to go. But this is a really nice week to kind of slow ourselves down a little bit.
Yeah, would you come over to my house and do that to my living room?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll just fly you over from Hawaii. So, and you incorporate the Hawaiian culture in your workshops. I know you're native Hawaiian.
Actually, my partner, Diane Grace, is native Hawaiian, and she has studied in the culture, and that's what she kind of brings in. We've kind of incorporated it within the workshop that we are going to be doing, and it's because the native Hawaiian culture is very, very reflective of what a lot of people are going through. It's a very, you know, self-thought. It's a very quiet type of looking at it. We're going to be bringing in some of the native Hawaiian things that will trigger off when we go through the workshop. You know, what are your thoughts by using some of these different items? Because they symbolize, you know, taking care of yourself, also quiet moments. But what we try to do is to bring some of that information and share that information to the women that are going to be coming, only because for us, culture is very important. Being from Hawaii, there's such a diverse culture here that it's like a mixture. You know, we kind of call it like a calabash of different cultures. And so we're really excited about bringing that too.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk some more about the Hawaiian culture and the spirit boxes after we come back from our break. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more with Carrie. We'll be right back.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Woman. And today I'm talking with Carrie Wisegi, and she is going to be at Woman of Wisdom this year. On February 20th is her workshop. It is called the Hawaiian, Hawaiian Spirit Box, Balance Your Life with Intention. And she's also going to be giving the workshop with Diane Grace. Carrie, can you give your contact information for listeners, both your websites, if you have emails or however you want people to contact you if you would like that?
Sure. My email is Carrie, that's CARIRSU at hotmail.com. And my phone number, my contact number is 808-255-3605. And right now I've been doing a great blog. You guys really gotta check it out. It's Quiet Island Writings at blogspot or dot blogspot or at blogspot.com. But it's kind of going through exactly what we're talking about. It's just like quiet moments and some things to think about.
Yeah, so you do a regular blog and people can respond and communicate with you that way, I assume.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, great. So let's talk a little more about the Hawaiian culture. Your partner, who couldn't be with us on the phone today, Diane Grace, brings the Hawaiian culture, and you have the Japanese culture, but you grew up in Hawaii. Is that correct?
That's it, exactly. And that's why our workshop is kind of based on that. It's putting the two cultures together. And actually, it's quiet. You know, most of it is a very quiet, peaceful type of background. And I think it works well when working with women. It's just very smooth.
Well, tell us about the Hawaiian, the spirit boxes. What are they going to be? Because people are going to be creating them in the workshop. And it's always people, you know, women, wisdom, people love to create things. And that's very popular. We notice people sign up for those kinds of workshops because there's nothing like doing things with your hands.
Absolutely. And, you know, when working with women, you know, for the past couple of years, I found that a lot of women, when you ask them something directly, like, what are your fears or what is it that you enjoy or, you know, what do you do with your time? And they really have to ponder because it's your consciousness, right? It's your consciousness thinking, okay, this is what I do. This is what. But when you have women working with their hands, the subconscious kind of takes over and the creativity comes in. And then there's a quiet moment where it just comes together. And that's why we found doing the spirit boxes. We have little tiny boxes, and it's made out of lahala. It's a dried a tree leaf, actually, but it's woven together, and it's very tiny boxes. And what we're going to be doing is having a different array of Hawaiian items that the women can choose. And at the end of the workshop is, you know, kind of talking about why you chose or what called to you, what resonated to you, what items resonated to you. And we'll kind of talk about that because each of the items actually means something in the Hawaiian culture, like the kukui nut or, you know, the different shells that are used or the different types of leaves that are used. There is a meaning to that. And somehow, subconsciously, we really start, you know, being drawn to that, and how we use it in the box also has meaning. So this little tiny box, it becomes more than just what you look at. It just is a lot thing. And what we have women do is hold it and put it in a place where either if they have little altars for themselves or at work, you know, or anywhere that they do look at during the day to kind of trigger themselves to say, yeah, am I at that spot, you know, am I at that place where when I created it, that's what the feeling that I was going to. So having that around them. And, of course, like you were saying, things changed in the years, things happened. You know, and looking at that, am I still that person or have I changed? Does the box need to change? So this tiny little box kind of changes throughout the year. It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's always nice to have that to look at because in that moment you go, I put this intention in the box. I was going to do that this year, right. And I haven't started it. And I'm halfway through the year. Oh, maybe I need to do. You know, it's good to have that visual reminder. But you're right, that unconscious that comes through. I know I love doing art stuff too, but I like doing drawing kind of things and creating things. We've had clay workshops where we've made clay goddesses and you don't know what's going to come out of your hands and you just
Absolutely.
Let it keep moving. If you try to force it and if you try to think it, it doesn't happen. Like, oh, I want to make this beautiful thing. Oh, I can't make it. And you get frustrated. You just have to, you know, it's not about making the most perfect art piece either.
No. And you know, what comes out is so amazing. A lot of women, there was this one woman who, when I asked, you know, what is it that you want more? And she said, you know, I need money. I need money because I have 5 children. This is, you know, what I need. And I said, okay, well, you know, let's do this, continue with the workshop. So we did. What came out of it was that she needed time. It had nothing to do with money. When it came out, everything that she had, you know, done, it was time. And she said, oh, my God, it's not money. It's time. I need to spend more time with the kids. And that was it exactly. That was it. So, you know, you're absolutely, things come out that you never expect to happen, but it does. And it resonates with you.
Yes, and it leads you into that place of what the direction you need to go, like, you can get really hung up on the money stuff. That's a good example. And and the reality, you know, and money is time. Money is energy.
Absolutely.
And to recognize what it is you truly need, you do have to go to that quiet. I mean, I imagine in your workshop, you create a lot of quiet space for people to go inside.
Yes.
To reflect. But you don't tell them what these objects mean probably beforehand. Is it?
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
and that's what it is. It's that resonating with the items, you know, just automatically kind of getting in touch with, you know, nature, because a lot of these things are from nature.
Well, and do you think some of these things have this sort of universal qualities about them that would relate to other items from other cultures. I mean, you know, that you mentioned a nut or a shell, and they probably pick up on that, you know, intuitively knowing what that stands for. No matter, they don't have to be a Hawaiian to relate to it, because there's kind of universal symbols, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, you being from Hawaii, you know, we do. We have so many cultures here that we could interchange it with the Japanese culture, you know, the Asian cultures, also the Native American cultures. It's very universal. The reason why we chose the Hawaiian culture was, again, to just kind of spread the word of the Native Hawaiian culture and to teach people a little bit more about that. But in we do a three-hour workshop in which we're going to incorporate all kinds of other things, you know, not only we're going to be doing drawing, we're going to be doing some writing. We're also going to be throwing away what we call opala, which is our rubbish, you know. So it's just going to be kind of a mishmash of different kinds of things and cultural stuff coming out. But we're really excited about that.
Yeah, so we are too. Well, I'm curious, and Diane's not here to talk about it, but, you know, like it's, Hawaiian culture is like a native culture. We have Native Americans, the First Nations in Canada, and there's a big issue about sharing those cultures with the, you know, white people, so to speak. You know, we have our own cultures that we came from. I'm Norwegian, and that, you know, I have a heritage culture there. But, you know, how, and I know there's that issue even with Hawaiians of, is it a conflict there of we share it or we don't share it, and different groups of people believe it's okay to share it.
Right, and I think that is the issue for all the cultures and, you know, for the different types of population. But I know for Diane, that is really her gift, is to what we call talk story, you know, that is how she presents her information and how she does her coaching, actually, is to share part of that and the verbiage and the different ideas and what comes out of the Hawaiian culture and how close it is to, like you were saying, how similar other cultures are to each other. And when working with women, as she does, it's bringing all of that and helping to make women more comfortable, you know, within themselves. And again, you know, that's Diane's focus, is the Native Hawaiian culture. And so she does bring that in. So I think it is, for her, I think it is very important and a piece of how she works with women. I kind of bring everything together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's great that you're coming to Seattle and going to share that with us. And I know it will be of interest of many people. So I want everybody to go to the Woman of Wisdom website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Look for the conference, the 2012 conference links on the left side. And then you see all the links of all the events. Carrie and Diane's workshop called The Hawaiian Spirit Box, Balance Your Life with Intention, will be there'll be a link on the Monday page. Their workshop is Monday, February 20th. Well, thank you for being here today, Carrie. It's great to talk to you. Yes. Okay. So I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, I'm going to be talking to our Woman of Wisdom astrologer, Gretchen Lawler, and about her astrological forecast for 2012. So stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart health. Healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and that song you heard, Women of Wisdom, is our theme song for our conference. And Lorraine Bays wrote that in our 10th year. So it was for our 2002 conference. And I remember when she came to my office and sang it for me. She took all the themes of all the years together and put it to a song. And I just had tears coming down, rolling off my cheeks. So it was so beautiful. So she will sing it at the conference this year. So I'm now going to talk to Gretchen Lawler, who has been a favorite presenter at Women of Wisdom, has done a lot for us over the years, and is a fabulous, passionate astrologer. She has over 40 years experience, and she's also the author at We Moon Almanac, writes their annual predictions. She's been doing that for over 20 years. She has a fun way of doing astrology in that she uses astroplay. So she gives her clients and students direct access to their own inner astrological archetypes and voices. So you actually play it out on the ground, and she has all these strings laying around that you get at the end of the string, and then you become, she gives you this little piece of paper that says, okay, you're going to be Jupiter today. It's a lot of fun. So she's in the Seattle area, and she has a special passion for teaching high school astrology and experiential learning, and she also gives people readings, and she will talk about that too. So she is going to be doing a workshop on Sunday evening, February 19th, and this one is open to men. Sunday evening workshops, we bring our men in, and her workshop is called Empowerment 2012, Activating Your Star Shield. So welcome, Gretchen.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, got to make sure we were there. There was a delay. So you navigate the stars for people. Why? You've been on the show before, but it's been a little while. I think it's probably been a year. So what drew you to become an astrologer?
Well, I humorously say that it was a serious blow to the head at a critical moment. Seriously, quite honestly, it has. I was 19 in university studying to be a cultural anthropologist, had a day off, went to the, on my motorcycle to the top of the highest mountain nearby, the Magical Mountain, threw my tarot cards indicating great time of change, came down the backside of the mountain and had a terrible motorcycle accident, fractured my skull and smashed my face up, and spent the next 4 years kind of in recovery. I humorously say, well, I saw stars when that happened. But honestly, it was a university professor who was a closet astrologer who, when I was really wrestling with trying to get back to school with a brain that wasn't working the same, that took me on as his student. And I just took it on and have absolutely passionately loved astrology, found it totally intriguing, lifetime studies since then.
Well, tell us how you use the astrology to navigate your own personal life.
Well, I find it very helpful to work with the new moon to set my intentions. I find it really helpful to track the larger cycles of what's going on now to, you know, like the placement of Jupiter for windows of opportunity, or for Saturn for, you know, where Saturn is now, for where it's helpful to put time and energy and really persevere for long-range gain. You know, watching Uranus, the lightning bolt change agent, and how it affects my life, and being ready for those kind of quick change, quick shifting course, which we're many of us are feeling at this point, the sense of the unsettled evolutionary fast track that we appear to be on at this point.
Yeah, it does feel like that. So you sent me a question, and I'm curious, you know, it's so funny because how long ago, that you know, there was that feeling of, is the world going to end in 2012? So what is your stance on, is the world as we know it going to end in 2012?
I think that's a much better way of phrasing it, is that, which is, it's already very, very clear, isn't it, how profound the change is, that we are, many of us, restless, longing, sensing something more, something else than can be. And we're being very much aware in our face how we're so disappointed with the existing authorities that we have delegated responsibility to, the existing systems that we've built up. So will the world end as we know it in 2012? My sense is, really, when I look at it, is that 2012 is a turning point of epic proportions in this evolutionary shift to a new era. And that really 2012, 2013, 2014, even into 2015, show really powerful astrological significators of ongoing tension and evolutionary shift. So, yes, but I don't expect that we are going to passively ride along and wake up on the winter solstice of 2012 and everything will be changed. We are being worked by this, invited into this, compelled, propelled, pushed into really reorganizing, reviewing, and recommitting ourselves on so many, many levels. And that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, well, we've seen so much already in the last half year with the uprising in Egypt and the, you know, Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Seattle, all those kind of mini eruptions. Are we going to be, do you see us seeing more of that?
Yeah. Yes, your astrologers are fascinated. All of us astrologers are paying attention to this, the difficult energy between two very powerful celestial bodies, one being Uranus, the Awakener. So imagine it as like lightning storms. And the other is Pluto, the planet of transformation, which is more like volcanoes. And the two of them are very active and aggravating each other in 2012, 13, 14, into 15. The energy beginning to build actually from the time of the Gulf oil crisis in the summer of 2010 was really the first inkling of this. The second signature of this change happened with the tsunami and earthquake in Japan on a day that fascinated at least the astrological world, you know, just a terrible thing to happen. And it with an interesting synchronicity or coincidence or signature in that the planet Uranus stepped strongly into Aries, the beginning of a new cycle, signifying the beginning of a new cycle, which really happens only one day every 84 years. And that was the same day that the whole, you know, that the tsunami and earthquake happened in Japan. And it had been pre-activated by what happened in the Gulf oil crisis. So Uranus into Aries and Pluto into Capricorn, these two big, powerful planets, they're significators of ongoing challenge. They're moving into a tense aspect. They hit that exact aspect twice in 2012. It happens in June and September of 2012, and then it's going to happen twice in 2013, twice in 2014, and once in 2015. So we're expecting there to be a lot more challenge, change, and the Plutonian energy, Pluto in Capricorn, is speaking of the implosion of the status quo on the existing power structures, the need for a cathartic cleansing of our systems and a reducing of those systems to what is essential out of the plutocracy that we presently see, the power to in the wealthy, power to the wealthy, the plutocracy. It's interesting that we use that word, isn't it? It's a political term, and it's such a perfect reference to Pluto and Capricorn.
We only have about a minute, but it's I feel like I'm saying it's all Greek to me. It gets so confusing, you know, all these planets, interactions.
I think if you just think that there will be ongoing tension, there will be power archetypes grating against each other consistently, encouraging us to keep trying, keep reworking as we evolve over the next 3.5 years.
Yeah, so we will talk more with Gretchen and learn a little bit more about this. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and when we come back, we'll talk with Gretchen some more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi,
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I've been talking to our Woman Wisdom presenter, Gretchen Lawler, who's a fabulous astrologer, giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom this year on Sunday evening, February 19th, from 7 to 10 p.m. It's open to men. It's called Empowerment 2012, Activating Your Star Shield. So, Gretchen, please give your website and your contact information, how listeners can reach you. And I know you give readings over the phone and stuff, so...
Oh, great. Thanks, Chris. Good reminder. Yes, although I live in the Seattle area, I have clients all over the world. So I have a website that can help you connect with me. And it's www.gretchenlawlor.com, one word. I've got a lot of articles on the internet. If you forget that, you can go and just do a search for me. My email address, light, L-I-G-H-T, at widby.com, is on my website. And I do phone consults. I do in-person consults. I do classes. I am taking on the mentoring of younger astrologers, younger in body, mind, or spirit. And enjoying the teaching as I'm stepping into my 60s and my third destiny. So hopefully that's helpful. I'd love to hear from people listening to the program. And I mentioned while we were talking between the what I really wanted to offer was the sense of a few what to have in your emergency, your metaphoric emergency preparedness kit for this time, because obviously if I'm saying it's going to last for quite a long time, it's going to be important to pace ourselves. It's going to be very important that you learn to soothe yourself, self-soothing. And, you know, just to give a little bit of an example, you know, like the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, they need fire. They need to be around fire. They are encouraged and comforted by warmth and exercise and being able to do something and to be physical and to get excited about something that helps them. And the air signs, if you are a Gemini or a Libra or an Aquarius, you need what soothes you is connection, community, conversation, to be able to talk with somebody, reading, even being discerning in your media connections, even that can be helpful. If you are an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, your senses are grounding. So doing something practical or doing a craft or an art that engages your senses, nature is wonderful, food can be very calming, and just physical contact, which, let's face it, we all need in challenging times. And the water signs. The water signs need to feel emotionally linked or have a sense of safe emotional refuge and comfort. And there, the water signs tend to really feel what's going on that is not said and don't always find it as easy to talk about it. So sometimes it's just having emotional release can help, can be very, very helpful for water signs. And what else? Water signs, you know, lots of liquids. Air signs need light foods. Okay, water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, lots of liquid. Air signs are going to need light foods. Earth signs do well with grains and root veggies, the Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And fire signs like things that are hot and spicy. Aside from that, you know, just having a few minutes here, wanting to dive in, the flower essences for everyone. Sage flower essence gives you the wisdom to see things in the long view. And Oregon grape is a fabulous flower essence for separating yourself out of the media hysteria or the energetic hysteria and restoring a sense of hope. And do I have a few minutes more, Chris? At the moment where I would like to share about what I'm looking forward to in 2012.
Yes, please do.
So, Uranus in Aries happens, it's a seven-year-long window that we're stepping into, and when Uranus is in Aries, the capacity for originality, inventiveness, genius, it's as though we are all walking around with lightning storms wrapped around our heads. So the inventiveness and the capacity to just pull out spontaneously new solutions to old problems is incredibly amplified. I'm looking forward to Saturn and Neptune in good relationship. We start the year 2012 off with that, and that's a beautiful configuration for finding ways to give shape and form and structure to your dreams, to really ground to ground your dreams. That's going to come up very, very strongly in the beginning of the year. Best for the air signs and the fire signs, so the Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius in the beginning of the year, the Aries, Leo, and Sag in the beginning of the year. And then later in October and November, it's going to give it to the Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and the Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And that bringing shape to dreams. And the passionate desire to really figure out what is essential and what to be able to dive in and really come up with deeper sources within ourselves for taking on our own authority rather than giving it away. Uranus in Aries is perfect for the, you know, for the Occupy movements, because it really has to do with a radical, new, egalitarian, humanitarian movement.
That
I know I'm just raving away there. And yet we can look at it and say, Pluto in Capricorn, there is going to be huge systemic resistance to just moving on. And there's going to have to be a negotiating and a reworking back and forth as those two sides grind against each other. It's as though neither can move ahead alone. If we can't see just Occupy taking on right away, taking off. We can't see the plutocracy completely taking over and grinding us down. It's going to be very lively.
Yeah, so just more of the same. I mean, that's already happening. We've already seen that happening.
True. We all need to stay adaptable, curious, discerning, flexible, and really look within ourselves to, you know, because just as we're seeing these as external forces, they are also internal forces. So within each one of us, there is that urge to something new, and there is also the resistance to the new and the sense of entrenchment in the old forms and old orders, and we're all going to be facing that one.
Yeah, and it's real subtle. I mean, we can be pointing to other people who are, you know, the old systems that you're talking about, and that systemic resistance, but we even have it inside ourselves in very subtle ways. Where are we being stuck?
Where to start is to realize that we all may have to sacrifice some things that we really are attached to of an old order in order for this wonderful, fresh, sparking energy to take each one of us into this new world, this new world that we're moving into these days, strongly in 2012.
Yes, and I imagine for some people it's kind of scary, and I always tell myself something I learned in the 70s when I was in a transactional analysis group therapy that was, you know, my starting place of making changes in my life was fear is very similar to excitement. And I can change my fear to excitement because actually this is a very exciting time. And we can look at it like, you know, time of change that's very exciting. Like, what do you really want to bring forward? And not be in the fear of what you're losing, but what you're going to be gaining. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today, Gretchen.
Okay, great, Kristen, for asking. Blessings on you for a really great new changes. And for everybody listening, you know, feel excited. Face into these wins and feel excited.
Yes. And so, everybody, come see Gretchen at the conference February 19th, Sunday evening, on her it's going to be Astro Play. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'd like to leave everybody with this thought today. How can you bring about changes in your life and go forward into 2012, releasing the old and bringing in the new in a very positive way? So join us in Seattle, February 16th to the 20th. Go to our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Register for any event you want to go to. It's all individually priced, or get a weekend pass. And right now, until December 31st, there's an early bird special for our two-day intensive with Dr. Imsara. I had interviewed her just a couple weeks ago. And so there's a reduced price until December 31st. So check that out on our website. And sign up for our newsletter, our monthly newsletter with all our events if you happen to live particularly in the Seattle area. So I want to wish everybody a happy new year, a great start in 2012, and I'll talk to you next week.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.